Hello and welcome to the Instant Match Reaction, live as always from the Hot Walk, from a buzzing Hot Walk. It's Everton 2, Chelsea 0. Actually, I'm representing on my own from the podcast, but I've got Kev who sits next to me in the match, Millsy off with illness, and Craig is lads ill as well. So basically the first thing I'm going to say is Craig and Millsy aren't allowed to come to the game anymore, and they're never going to do an instant match. But listen, I'm going to hand over to Kev, and Kev, give us your thoughts on that one.
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me, guy. I can't believe what I've just seen, really. We were so bad in the first half, and Chelsea were so good. They were so slick. The passing, and Pedro in particular, was just fantastic. And Hazard as well. They had a great game, the pair of them, didn't they? But they were so good, but we were just not in the game at all, and the crowd was so flat. And I just could not see the result that we got in the end, because they must have got a rollicking at half-time, because they come out and it was a different Everton, totally different Everton. From Richarlison, who was so poor first half, he was just a different player on a different team, wasn't he? For me, it was just unbelievable what I was seeing. We were passing, and the aggressive side, well, second half, we were getting stuck in, and I think you've just seen that on the telly there. We were just really everyone was getting stuck in.
No, I completely agree. Night and day, we've got to recognise first half. We could have been out the game. They could have been 4-0 up. I think you're spot on. Pedro, Hazard were running the show. You know, there didn't seem to be a game. I don't know what the game plan was. I mean, you said to me, he won't change his second half. And I said, I agree with you. I don't think he will change it. I'm just hoping that he'll move them higher up the pitch. And to be fair, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, we were very, very deep first half, weren't we? And we were just letting them play. But second half, we came out and it was just unbelievable what I was watching, you know what I mean? But he did, he kept the tactics the same. It was the same players, didn't make any subs, but we were further up the field and we just got at them. And then we needed the first goal as well. It was very important that we got the first goal, because if they'd have scored first, they'd have just ran riot and it could have been 4 or 5. But we got the first goal, and from there, then the crowd were lifted and we were just fantastic after that, weren't we?
It was a massive game for Pickers, wasn't it? And I mean, we had a little chat before we come on here, and I said for me, he was probably my man of the match today, because he was the only player who actually played for 90 minutes.
Yeah, he was man of the match, without a doubt. He made some unbelievable saves. First half, kept us in the game when we were so flat. But then second half, there was one there, I think it was Higuain, who hit a shot, got deflected. He got a strong hand to it. I thought it was a certain goal. And then just kept us in the game. I mean, there's no silly stuff from him today. He just concentrated on the game, on his game. His kicking was good. There was no silly kicks going out for a throw-in. And he was just on it today, wasn't he?
No, absolutely. And I think another player who, well, slightly different to Pickford, in that he had a completely mixed first half to his second half, but his performance itself personified that of the team, and that was Richarlison. He just looked up for it in the second half, and I just don't know what it was, but yeah.
But he's like that, though, isn't he? He just looks like a bit of a. He can go into a sulk sometimes, and when he's sulking, then and his head's down, and you're like, he's not up for it today, and that's what he was like first half. And then second half, whatever the manager had said to him, I don't know, but he was just a different player. And second half, he looked like a £45 million player then, didn't he? First half, he looked, well, shite. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, listen, I think another player we haven't actually mentioned, and this includes who's off here, but he's just popped into my head then, because I seen the team sheet, and the most worrying person on that team sheet for me was Yerry Mina. That's now the second game he's played in against Chelsea. We've kept two clean sheets. He's had a good game today, Mina, hasn't he?
He has had a good game. He has had a good game, yeah. I was a bit worried about it as well. And I didn't realise at first why he's dropped Zuma. And then it clicked. Oh, no, he can't play. But Mina had a good game. He won a lot of headers. He was strong. He won a lot of headers from free kicks for us. And we nearly scored from one.
Yeah,
even the one that we did score from, at first I thought it was Mina, and it wasn't, it was Calvert-Lewin. Calvert-Lewin for me today was fantastic. One of his best games. He held the ball up so well, laid it off, could have nearly scored himself from that header. Goalie saves it, and then Richarlison comes in for the second header and we get a goal.
No, he was up there for man of the match for me, definitely Calvert-Lewin, because I know I said Pickford was the only man who played for 90 minutes, but in the first half Calvert-Lewin was feeding off scraps, but I think he was the only player who managed to raise a few cheers, you know, because he was kind of getting amongst, and he won his battles, which I think was the thing at half time. I think if I was to predict what Silva might have said, it would have been very simple. Go out and win your battles, because at the moment, man for man, they were on top all over the pitch. But second half, and as you say, Kev, we've just seen a few snippets from Sky. The players just come out and seem to want to be fierce with the ball more often,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, we did, yeah. If you'd have said to me a couple of weeks ago we were going to keep a clean sheet against Liverpool and Chelsea, I would have laughed. But, yeah, fair play to them, you know what I mean? They've done it. Just can't believe that result last week against Newcastle. I mean, that's three stupid goals, you know what I mean? We should have continued the way we played against Liverpool. That should have carried on from that, which we did today. We got back to that. But last week was terrible.
I just still don't know whether we've got 90 minutes in us. Do you know what I mean? I don't think we played for 90 minutes against Cardiff. I think we had a slack 20 or 25 minutes against Liverpool. We're terrible for 45 minutes today. Last week we were terrible for half an hour. I don't know if it's a symptom of a young team, if it's a symptom of a team that still hasn't got an identity, but I don't know. Listen, today we've got a great 2-0 win. It's unexpected considering the first half performance, but I couldn't be happier, really, and I just hope now we can kick on. I mean, you say that result was disappointing against Newcastle last week, but that now looks like a bit of an exception, whereas if we'd have lost again today, it would have been okay. We're back to the way we were, but that 17-day break does seem to have done the squad the world of good, doesn't it?
Yeah, where does that take us now?
I'm not actually sure. You caught me out there. I haven't seen the league table yet. I'm not sure it moves us. I think we might be back up to ninth again, because we're definitely behind Wolves and Watford, aren't we? I think we won't be just tucked in behind them, although West Ham might be in there as well. But no, I think the big thing for us, I think we looked at the stat before the games, the first time we beat a top six side since we beat Man City in 2017, and that was 17 games ago. It's been too long, but again, hopefully it's a scalp for Marco Silva and the squad that'll bring them on from now.
Yeah, that's his first win against the top six side, isn't it? Which is good, isn't it? But what you were saying before about we haven't got a good 90 minutes in us, we haven't been like that for a couple of seasons. We've either had a good first half and a terrible second, or the other way around. And today, you know, it was the other way around, so, yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for listening. It is only the instant match, so we're not going to go much further. And I know that a lot of the listeners would have had the benefit of either watching the game on Sky or hopefully being there in the game as well. So thanks for listening. Hopefully you'll all tune in for the regular podcast. Thanks again, Kev. Appreciate it. In the absence of the moody lads who would never come in the game again, yeah, the lightweights. No, thanks for listening. It was Everton 2, Chelsea 0. Welcome to the instant match reaction. As always, live from the Hot Walk. Everton 1, Arsenal 0. Millsy, you missed the Chelsea game. We were actually thinking that you were the case, but obviously not. What do you think of today?
I'd like to go on record by saying it's not me. Stop the tweets, stop the emails, stop the hate mail. It's not me. In all seriousness, that was Everton's very, very best today. I mean, Everton, I'm talking as a club, I'm talking to fans, I'm talking to players, I'm talking to touchline staff who were up and jubilant all game. To me, that's what Everton is all about. It was a hard working performance. We scored a goal, which was a very good goal, and I think you still might agree. I think 1-0 wasn't enough. I was waiting for the inevitable to happen. Sorry, it didn't. The defence are very, very well as a team. I mean, a special mention there, Andre Gomes, for me. I mean, we've done a poll on our social media. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, saying, shall we sign him? It was unanimously yes, despite the price. To me, that backs it up. What an absolute game he had today.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sitting here now, I couldn't pick a man of the match. I mean, there's been a few shouts, you know, Bernard and Coleman and Gomez, like you say. Calvert-Lewin, obviously, deserves a massive mention. I know that you were a massive fan of his performance today, Craig.
Yeah, massively, and I've given Calvert-Lewin a lot of stick about his composure in front of goal, but like I said before, he doesn't really get a lot of chance. He did against West Ham, but today he didn't have one chance, but he was so involved in the whole game as a forward. That's what you want from a forward. You want him to bring all the players into the game, and he brought Bernard into the game a lot. He brought Richarlison into the game. That was probably Richarlison's best game since probably January. But like, yeah, so I think special mention has to go to Calvert-Lewin, because I thought Calvert-Lewin today worked his socks off. He's so athletic, and he's made me eat humble pie. Certainly, I think.
Me as well. I've been a bit of a doubter of Calvert-Lewin. I think the fact that he replaced the Kaku doesn't help him with a number of fans, including myself. We look for goals, but he leave that pitch day thinking, I can't do no more. I've left everything on that pitch. Judging.
Yeah, he wasn't the only one, was he? I think the intensity from the first whistle today was massively important. I put a little statement out on Instagram, or a post, if you like, on Instagram earlier, saying that I think it's really important we don't give Arsenal the amount of respect that we gave Chelsea in the first 30 minutes, and we get in the faces, we don't give them chances, and we didn't give them chances in the first 30 minutes, we didn't even give them chances in the 90 minutes, didn't have a chance all game. And massive credit to Phil Jagielka, once again called upon, it couldn't be any more last minute. I got into the ground and I'd only just heard about it that Michael Keane had been ill. But I remember turning around to the fella behind me who told me that he was ill, and I went, I'm not even worried. Because, he's never let us down. And I'm once again today, he cruised through that game. I was saying, I don't think he broke sweat. I don't even think I've seen him go into a sprint. He plays the game so well now, so mature. He reads the game so well. And the influence he has, the calm and influence over the rest of the back four, for me, is phenomenal. I mean, Keane's obviously in a good run of form, and it was a blow for us. For him to not be in the game today, but we didn't miss him, and I think from an attacking sense should have been 4 or 5 nil, and I think that's the only disappointing thing. And we've just caught a bit of Marco Silva's post-match reaction of his own, and that was his first comment that we should have been more clinical, and we should have got a few goals today.
The funny thing with Jagielka there is last game was against Cardiff, and he looked more comfortable today playing against an Arsenal side with Lacazette up front, Mkhitaryan behind, and Ozil, than what he did against the Cardiff side. It's like he's built for these games, these big games. He knows he's not going to let you down. And like you say, it was last minute, and to come in last minute and perform the way he did, it's massive credit to him, even at his age.
And score the winning goal as well. We're forgetting that, aren't we? I mean, going back to what Judges said there about the 1-0, I think people who look at that, who haven't watched the game, like Judges said before, well, look at that, I think it's a scrappy 1-0 win for Everton. So, and Calvert-Lewin may get a bit of, from the outside, Everton striker hasn't scored. I can't praise Calvert-Lewin enough, and I think one of his biggest doubters today, he left everything on that pitch. Special mention as well to Idrissa Garner guy. I think we're talking about our attacking play. He sat there and let that happen. Everything that came near him, he won. It was what a performance by him as well.
We've seen his role evolve, haven't we? Since the beginning of the season, when he was playing a bit more advanced ahead of Schneidlin, he seemed to have more responsibility in the attacking side of the pitch. And he's still got a degree of freedom in this system. But I think the relationship of him and, between him and Gomez now, in terms of them both knowing that they can both tackle, they can both pass. I mean, Gomez is exceptional in terms of his passing, but they both trust each other, don't they? They know that if one of them goes forward, the other one will cover each other. We haven't had that relationship for quite a while, haven't we? I think Barry and McCarthy's the last time that we had those type of players who really support each other, back each other. And speaking about backing each other, I think the players back the fans and the fans back the players today. And like you said at the start of this, I think it was great to see that spirit between it. I mean, I seen Richarlison and Gomez go over to the far end of the pitch, the Gladys Street, and take the shirts off and give them out. And there was a proper partisan feel to the Gladys Street, wasn't it, today? And that makes a massive difference, doesn't it?
I don't know who it was, so I'm sorry for not name checking you, but there was someone on Twitter who tried to get the atmosphere going today and done the flags in the Gladys Street. And I think that with the sirens, a bit of a poll in itself, but the atmosphere seems to be getting better gradually, and that could be more trust in what we're doing. I think it took a while for some fans to adapt to, the style of play adapter from the David Moyes era. It was always a hard work in Everton, and Roberto Martinez first trying to make Everton play more football. Ronald Koeman to a certain extent trying it as well. Marco Silva's now trying it. The fans are buying into it, aren't they?
Definitely, and I mean, I think the big winner since the international break, despite the obviously we've got the wins on the table, we've got loads of clean sheets, the big winner's been Marco Silva. I think he's won a lot of fans over now. We've had two wins against two of the big clubs, if you like, two of the top six. We've kept a clean sheet against Liverpool. So that's Arsenal, Chelsea and Liverpool. And we haven't conceded a goal against Liverpool, Arsenal and Chelsea. That's impressive for any team.
I think half of Marco Silva's battle was winning the fans over, because he didn't seem to have the relationship with the fans. Now you're seeing us every time we score, he's exuberant, he's jumping to the fans, he's showing passion. We always thought of him as a bit of a mercenary because he's left the Hulls to go to where was he last?
Watford
last. He's left Watford to come to Everton. He's always been that. Like, that's how people have seen him, as a bit of a mercenary. And I think now he's maybe like thought, I'm at a big club now, I'm at a decent side, and warm to these fans, because if the fans warm to me, then I'm in a jack, I'll be in a job for life, because it's with that type of club we had Moyes for years, and it was it was partly down to the fact that he understood the fans. If Mahrez would have got it a little bit more right in the second, third season, he'd have still been here now. Only that he couldn't like revert back to the way he played in the first season. He lost a bit of his way a bit. But I think we are going in the right direction. And the very fact that Arsenal are a third place side in the Premier League, and we totally outclassed them today. We outshone them in every area of that pitch today, and that's a testament to where I think we can go after this season.
I think the Marco Silva debate is something that we can maybe talk about tomorrow in more in depth. What I will say is that we deserve some massive credit. I mean, you look at that international break we had, where we just lost that Millwall. I think we beat Huddersfield and lost at home to Wolves. So we had two bad results out of three there, where you're really looking for three out of three. And there's question marks against him, wasn't there, from all of us. I mean, he's turned it round. I mean, he's come up the international break minus a first half against Chelsea and a second half against Newcastle, and he seems to have turned it round. We're defending better. We seem to be more of a team. And to me, you can't not credit Marco Silva for that. He deserves massive credit.
Absolutely. I'll leave it at that. It was a great win for us today. Again, backing up two wins before that. We'll discuss it more on tomorrow's podcast, but just... I'm going to enjoy the rest of this beer and hopefully you're all tuning in tomorrow. Cheers.
Nice.